Middle East and Africa.
Golf in Lebanon. Teeing off in Beirut. Amid the drums of war, golfers still cherish their fairway.
There are a handful of gaps on the honours board at the Golf Club of Lebanon in Beirut, the capital. One is for 1982, when Israel's army bulldozed the fairways during its siege of Beirut. The other blank entries hark back to the Civil War. This is Lebanon's only golf course. With the war drums banging, it once again finds itself the centre of attention. From the first tee, you could loft a wedge into the compound of the Iranian embassy in Beirut, if you wanted. They've been good neighbours. We haven't had any issues, chuckles a cheerful Karim Salam, the president of the Lebanese Golf Federation, whose father founded the current course in 1963. On a good day, he plays off a nifty handicap of 9. On other days, he gets his team to repair bullet holes in water tanks or reassures members that the sonic booms of low-flying Israeli jets aren't a danger. Distracting as they may be, they're no excuse for slow play. At the southern end of the course are the dilapidated rooftops of Bourj El Barajne, a neighbourhood housing one of Beirut's Palestinian refugee camps. On the other side of the eastern wall is Daheye, a mainly Shia neighbourhood and stronghold of Hezbollah, the militia-cum-political party that dominates Lebanon. It's been firing rockets almost daily at Israel to support Hamas since October 7th, when that group attacked southern Israel, killing 1,200 people and kidnapping about 250. In 2006, Israel and Hezbollah fought a war that left parts of Lebanon in ruins. Several years ago, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, held up a map before the UN General Assembly showing alleged Hezbollah missile launch sites next to the golf course. The allegations were repeated on August 6th by an Israeli think tank, which indicated that the course itself was also a potential launch site. He, Netanyahu, accuses us of being a place where we stash arms, says Mr. Salam. No, it's a place where we teach kids values, ethics, and golf. Though many players have stayed away as the threat of war has increased, 16-year-old Mohammed is working on his swing. He is one of Lebanon's best prospects, says Mr. Salam. In happier times, the course catered to ambassadors, peace envoys and even Sean Connery. Now it has a largely Lebanese membership, as well as hosting the national teams of Syria and Palestine. For Mr. Salam, the course is a bellwether for Lebanon. If he can keep it alive, then perhaps there's a future for his country, beset as it is by conflict and financial collapse. Though the golf club is one of the few tranquil spots in the bustling, congested city, this quiet will not last if a wider war breaks out. The region is on a knife edge as it awaits the retaliation promised by Iran and Hezbollah, its proxy, for recent assassinations carried out by Israel. On August 11th, Lloyd Austin, America's defense secretary, sent more forces to the region. The prospect of a ceasefire in Gaza diminished as Hamas rejected peace talks scheduled for August 15th. It's hard to think of a tenser moment of late. Yet after a few hours with Mr. Salam on his buggy, the threat of war feels far away. He, meanwhile, has other things on his mind. Those bunkers need to be raked.